it makes you want to move, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Absolutely. The shoulders went.
Welcome, everybody, to the Next Level Podcast. Of course, it's a podcast that covers all things Ridgeview sports from right here at Ridgeview High School in Columbia, South Carolina. Meet the student athletes, coaches, staff, and more that make View County truly next level. Ridgeview High School competes in Region 5, 4A of the South Carolina High School League and has been serving in the Northeast Columbia community since 1995 with 13 state championships and 13 state runners-up. You can learn more about our athletic department at Ridgeview High School, at Ridgeview High School. You sure can. And you can also learn more about it at RidgeviewSports.com and across all social media platforms at Ridgeview Sports. My name is Brian Rosefield. I'm the athletic director here at Ridgeview High School, and I'm joined by our cheer coach, Coach Alyssa Burris. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing well, Coach. I'm doing well. I think this is the first time that they've heard just you and I together as co-hosts, and I'm excited about it today.
This is the first time, and I'll be honest, I've already flubbed a couple of things in the opening read. I think maybe I'm just nervous to be in the studio with a host of your stature. You've done a great job as a podcast host, so thank you, and thank you for making me nervous. Wait, that's not that's on me. That's not on you. I'm nervous. You're not making me nervous.
No,
but anyway,
it's fine, Coach. We get it. It's just, you know, you're in my chair, but
okay. All right, let me just go ahead and get up, and I'm just going to leave the studio now.
No. You could stay. We've already started.
Okay. Well, we appreciate everybody joining us here on another beautiful Monday in Columbia, South Carolina, and it's been a while since we've done one of these episodes, which we've affectionately titled "Who's at the View" or "Who at the View." These are episodes for us to get to know some of the staff members, the student athletes, the whoever is around. Is it whoever or whomever? Oh boy, I'm a high school educator. And I know.
Just skip by that.
We'll edit that out. Just kidding. I won't do that. But let us know if I had it right or wrong. But again, just to let everybody know and get to know the folks that are in our athletic department. And today we have none other than our fantastic, stupendous, excellent athletic secretary, Ms. Jewel Brown. Ms. Brown, welcome to the podcast studio.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for having me. I don't know how to feel. I'm excited and nervous all at the same time, but I'm happy because I finally get to be on the Next Level Podcast.
It's been hard to pin her down. We've been trying for months to get her in the podcast studio, and finally today she's been able to step in with us.
Yeah, no, I think this woman sitting across from me right now wears the most hats here at Ridgeview High School. So I'm glad that we were able to pull you into the pod lab for a little bit and you know, sit down and get to know you.
I'm happy to be here.
Yeah. Well, if you know Jewel Brown, well, you already hear it through this audio medium. She is a happy woman all the time and does a great job of being the face of our athletic department. And so let's get into it, Ms. Brown. This is your first podcast interview, so we're super excited to have you on a podcast for the first time. But tell us a little bit about you, where you're from, where you went to school. Tell us all the things growing up.
Okay, so I am originally from Hopkins, South Carolina. So if you're down in the Laurie Richland area around LR, Hopkins, Southeast, yeah, that's my stomping grounds. However, when I was in middle school, my parents moved over to this side of town. So I ended up going to Summit Parkway Middle School. And I am also Ridgeview alumni, yeah. Class of 2010. Yes. So shout out to my classmates. We're all out there doing great things. Love
Once
to see
a blazer,
it.
Always a blazer.
Always a blazer. Always a blazer. For college, I did go to South Carolina State University. Go Bulldogs.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else? I mean, my hobbies outside of the lovely Ridgeview High School keeping me busy with athletics. I am also a cheer coach at Ridgeview.
Yeah.
I am one of the JV cheer coaches. Those are my babies. And outside of school and athletics at school, I work, you know, recreation. I've worked with Richland County Recreation Commission for 11 years. No, 12 years. 12 years. I made it to 12. And and I also dance. Dance is something that I've done all my life. I started at the age of 3 and worked my way up into being part of dance companies. I have competed. I have taught. I still teach. Now I'm in the line dance world, well, the urban line dance world, because it's two separate ones. You have country line dancing and you have urban line dancing. I'm part of the urban line dance community. And I get to travel, teach at workshops, do different things, see different places. I love it. Meeting all different people that have the same passion as you and coming together on the dance floor is a fun thing. It's a fun time.
That's cool. Before Coach Burris jumps in with a question, I know she's chomping at the bit over there, horse analogy. But the pep rally that we had a few months ago, I had the opportunity to see your skills showcased as a very skilled dancer. Now, my skills were, I don't know if ever on showcase, but I was not out there.
Go visit Lou at the State on Twitter.
We'll edit that out. Yes. Yeah, we'll edit that out. But no, very talented, very skilled dancer. So I wanted to pop that in there real quick.
Thank you. Yeah, that was a fun pep rally. We had one of the cheer babies, varsity cheer babies, Mr. Anton McFadder, came to me in my office and was like, Coach, so I have an idea, and I'm going to pull you to do it. And I was like, what are you talking about? He said, so for the pep rally, we doing a teacher TikTok challenge. And I was like, well, one, I'm not a teacher, but okay, what is it? Well, we going to dance. And I was like, oh, okay, I got you, bet. Like, it is what it is. Let's go. I said, so you got to tell me which TikTok it is. I'm on TikTok. I don't be on there like y'all do, but you got to tell me what we doing so I can look at it and learn it. Because, Anton, I don't know. He told me, oh, no, I made up our own. I'm going to send you the video. I said, okay, fancy. Well, send it to me then. 5 minutes later, I get a text message with a video. And the funny thing was, I learned it the day of the pep rally.
How about that?
That's what was so crazy. I learned it the day of the pep rally, like 8 o'clock that morning, and then didn't do it again till I got out there on the floor at the pep rally and did it. So I was like, okay, I ain't going to mess it up, but we got it. Yes. We did it. It was fun. It was so much fun. I haven't performed on that gym floor in I don't know how many years. So it was
over 10.
Definitely over 10. So it was a good time.
Yes. So, Coach, you mentioned, and I'm going to refer to you as Coach because, as you mentioned, you are one of our JV cheer coaches. And for me being the head varsity coach, I am very thankful to have you as a part of my staff.
Yes.
But I just kind of wanted to talk about, you know, really what got you into that, what you enjoy doing there, and kind of how you can use your athletic secretary hat in that position as well.
So, a little backdrop. Me being in recreation, I've had the opportunity to coach cheer before coming to Ridgeview and coaching now at Ridgeview. I coach rec leagues. Mm-hmm. So, not the same. I didn't have the amount of teenagers that I have. I'm more experienced with the younger group. And, you know, you also have a different set of rules because you're in a school versus being an extracurricular activity. You know, it's more to it being in a school, coaching in a school versus coaching with recreation. However, my background in athletics with the recreational background and being an athletic secretary, I know so much more on the business side of things that I didn't know prior to being in this position.
Right.
And that's, I guess, a blessing and something that has really helped me, you know, deal with the transition from just being a coach recreationally and moving to being a coach into high school. It's kind of like a next level for me.
Yes. You know?
And I love it. It's been a great experience. I've learned a lot from ordering stuff for bigger groups of athletes to, you know, doing better at building relationships with people in the community and networking in that sense, meeting other coaches, like the coaches clinic we all get to attend in July. Never experienced nothing like that until, you know, last year. Mm-hmm. And I love it. Like, it just takes things on a whole nother level, and getting to talk and work with more experienced coaches in this field and, you know, seeing things and learning from them, you know, learning from their mistakes, them telling you, like, hey, you know, my first year I did this, you know, and now I know to do it this way versus doing it that way. Uh-huh. So it's been an experience altogether, but it's been such a fun experience. I love it. I love the kids. I love the coaches here. Of course, I love my fabulous AD.
Ain't he wonderful?
Yes, absolutely. None like him. None like him.
So, Coach, tell me a little bit about what is an athletic secretary? I mean, the way that I can imagine, you know, you sitting behind a desk and doing whatever Brian Rosefield, the wonderful great, ask of you to do. But I know that there's so much more that goes into that. So, what is an athletic secretary?
Okay, well, the day in the life of an athletic secretary, honestly, I am the athletic director's right-hand woman. I'm not going to say man because I'm all woman.
Yep, there it is.
So I kind of help keep him on track with certain things, whether it be keeping him on schedule, like, hey, you have this meeting today, you have this going on, going through his agenda for the day, and also being there for my coaches and my athletes, making sure that the athletes have all the information they need, whether it's to getting their pre-participation stuff together and uploading everything on Planet HS or Big Teams now, or, you know, just getting all the information to them when it's trials for whatever sport it is. You know, that kind of information is my job to make sure everybody knows. I pretty much do that between the website and the blog and keeping, you know, touching and base with the coaches here and there. Also, you lovely coaches keep me so busy. Oh, my gosh, y'all keep me so busy. From booking the buses for the games and the scheduled events that y'all have and trips and all that, to ordering POs for uniforms and practice wear. And
Coach, while you talk right now, I can't equipment. Even make eye contact with you because I feel so guilty.
You know, all the wonderful things that y'all have me do, to, you know, printing out play cards to use on the field, to anything. I pretty much am, you know, the superwoman behind closed doors. I like to think of it that way because I help pretty much make things go and flow with Brian. And it's a most rewarding job. It's a busy job, but it's the most rewarding job when you see all after everything, the end result of everything, when you get to see the kids at the games wearing the uniforms that you ordered, when you get to see the coaches happy in their little coach shirts, when you see all the gear that all the parents are wearing because they done bought it off the website, when you see everything at the end of the day, seeing them make it to playoffs, seeing them win championships and going as far as they can as teams and programs. I love it. I love to see it at the end of the day.
Yeah, because, I mean, you literally get to touch every single sport.
I do.
I mean, and not even get to. You have to touch every single sport. And, I mean, there is and as the co-host, I should know this off the top of my head, but there's between 14 and 16 different sports programs that we have here. And right now, I want to say that 16 is what we're at, but don't.
Yes.
Just go back and listen to the intro and you'll hear it. Now, I want to ask you also, and if you can't tell, this is a woman takeover. We done kicked Brian out the pod lab. So Coach Rosefield, he's kicked out. It's just it's just the two of us in your ear for the remainder of this episode, potentially. So I wanted to ask you also, Miss Brown, Coach Brown, how is it being an alum of this wonderful, fabulous Ridgeview High School to now being the person who's making one of the biggest impacts, especially when it comes to our five A's, one of them being athletics? What does that mean for you? How does it feel?
It kind of feels surreal, you know, at the end of the day, to be back within these walls, even though they don't look exactly the same like how they did when I was here. Because when I was here, certain halls like M Hall didn't exist. Mm-hmm. You know, when I was here as a student, we had portables outside. We don't have none of
They're
that.
They're gone. There are no more portables outside.
They added on to the auditorium wing with the new theater back there for the theater students and dance room and stuff. So to see the growth that has happened between my time here and the time now, just all the way around, it's surreal. But I love the fact that I'm back. I love the fact that I get to now contribute and give back to a place that gave so much to me, because I had a ball when I was here at Ridgeview. I was involved in so much stuff. And to see that it's so much more here now for students all the way around versus how it was when I was here, that just shows, like, it's a wonderful thing to see all the options that kids have and to watch them take them by the handles and just go and become such great athletes or future educators or performers that you see on TV one day. You know, you never know. You never know who you're touching until later, and they come back and they're like, you know, you did this for me. And so I've actually received messages like that, and I've only been here 2 years.
Right.
And that's wonderful. It's a great feeling.
Yes.
It's a great
feeling. And I mean, I could sit here and have this conversation with you all day. I love to see, and I love how much emotion, much passion you have when you talk about this and the difference that you are able to make with not only our student athletes, but everybody.
Yes, because I have so many kids come in my office every day, and I promise you all of them are not athletes.
Probably the majority of them are not athletes, but they gravitate towards you. So let me say on behalf of, I'm going to just speak on the coaching staff. I could speak on everybody on staff here at Ridgeview High School, but I'm just talk about our athletic departments. Thank you.
You're welcome. I love you.
We appreciate everything that you do for us. And you are wonderful. You are wonderful. Now, Coach, before we wrap up, I want a kind of rapid-fire question
for you.
Okay. So, first question. Short answers.
Okay.
First thing that pops into your mind. Ready?
Oh, Lord.
All right.
Okay.
And I might throw some people under the bus, so if...
She's trying to get me in trouble. She's about to get me in trouble. Have coaches banging on my door at my desk.
It's fine. Tell them come see me. It's fine.
It will. It's okay. Go ahead.
All right. Question one. Who is the most difficult sport to order for?
Girls basketball.
I'm not going to go no further. All right. So next question. Who is the easiest sport to order for?
Girl soccer.
What is the hardest part about your job?
Hardest part about my job? Oh, getting my coaches to turn stuff into me on time.
Yeah, okay. Okay, and we're going to sign that.
See, she wanna speed past that one.
What is the favorite part of your job?
My favorite part of my job is the family I have here at Ridgeview with my athletic department. I love it.
And who is the best AD in the state of South Carolina?
Brian Rosefield.
Ooh, ooh. So, Coach, we are going to wrap up. Any final thoughts?
No, I'm happy. I got my first little podcast experience out of the way. I was nervous, but, you know, once I started talking, I guess the nerves kind of went away. But it was so good to actually be a part of the podcast that I listen to every Monday.
Yes, you can find us every single Monday at RidgeviewSports.com, on Podbean, on Apple Music, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, you can find us there. So, as always, again, Coach Brown, thank you for joining us today. View County, baby, next level. County.